keep you long because I know it's 9 o'clock. I've been talking for 2 hours, so I know we need to get home and get ready for worship. But I did at least want to, we've mentioned it, so I want to offer it. Questions, comments, we'll do like we did last night. If you raise your hand, we'll do our best to address those. Yes, sir.
So how do evolutionists explain what you showed us about the cohabitation man and dinosaurs without just not acknowledging it? What did they say about it? Or what is the substance?
Let me share with you what one of my favorite responses was. I was at a university setting. Congregation had invited me to come in. They hosted Friday and Saturday on campus and invited the school to come out. And I had a couple of folks come, and then afterwards I noticed they were making their way to me. And one of the individuals, staunch evolutionist, he looked at me. He said, "You know, I came to basically heckle you tonight and to kind of ridicule you." And he said, "During your first two or three evidences about dinosaurs and men, I was comfortable. I was ready to come at you." He said, "But after about another 20, 30 minutes, I realized I didn't have all the facts." He said, "You gave me something to think about." And then he turned and walked away. So, you know, a lot of them either will say nothing to me. There have been a few honest ones that will come up and say something to the effect of, "I haven't seen that." A lot of them try to say, "Well, maybe all that was imagination." Okay, now I showed you guys a lot of pictures tonight, right? That's a whole lot of imagination. And it's interesting that they would have so many different types of dinosaurs and get things right if that was just their imagination. The bottom line answer is they don't have an answer because it doesn't fit their theory. Good question. Other comments, questions?
I don't think you mentioned carbon dating, but it obviously is flawed.
Carbon dating, definitely flawed. Let me see. Sometimes I actually see if it's on here. Yeah, let's go there. Carbon dating is dependent. And let me grab my remote. It's dependent on at least 7 assumptions. 2 or 3 of which we know today realistically are no good. 7 assumptions, all of which have to be right in order for the dating method to be right. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Carbon dating depends on everything being uniform from now all the way back to the beginning of time. That's how they measure it. It has to be uniform. So if we were fossilized tonight, let's say there was a sinkhole, boom, we're gone, we're fossilized. Same thing happens to a group of Christians up by Mount St. Helens, and the same thing happens to a group of Christians in Japan. Now, in order for you to appreciate this, the way that they do carbon dating is they find a bone, they see how many radioactive units are in it, they compare that with a living specimen. So, they dig us up 10,000 years from now. They do the same up by Mount St. Helens, they do the same by Japan. We should date exactly the same if we died the same night, right? Give or take 15, 20 years. But they've been eating more plants and animals up by Mount St. Helens that were exposed to more radioactivity when that volcano blew. Do you think there's any radioactivity in Japan from where the nuclear reactors went out? So even though we're living as contemporaries, we've got different amounts of carbon-14 in our system. So we're going to date all over the place. Last night I put these slides up for someone who was asking about science journals being messed up. And we got all kinds of examples. I love this one. Muscle tissue from beneath the scalp of a mummified ox found in frozen muck Fairbanks had a radiocarbon date of 24,000 years. Hair from the hind limb of the same animal was 7,200 years old. Same animal. Now, I did tell somebody, I figured this one out, though. It had a toupee. Do I put a whole lot of stock in radiocarbon dating? No. The half-life of carbon-14 is allegedly 5,730 years. Have we ever had anybody live 5,730 years to know that for sure? No. Let me ask you this. If we find a bone of a man, fossilized man, and we say it's got 10 radioactive units, I've got 20, it's lost half, So we do the math. We say, hey, that bone's 5,730 years. Okay, well, stop, rewind. What if we find the bone of a dinosaur? We carbon date it. We say it's got 10 units in it. How old's that dinosaur? We don't have a living one to tell us how much it should have had in it to begin with. How do you date a dinosaur if you don't know what it started with? Good question. Other comments? Questions? All right. Thank you guys very, very much for your attention. It has been a pleasure. I'm going to mention real quickly two things. If you did not get one of these, please take one with you. They're free. It is a monthly magazine. We put out Faithful Christians every single month. It's called Think. Every single month, the theme is on a different topic, whether it's dinosaurs, Islam, inspiration of the Bible. A lot of times we'll do stuff on family, keeping your family faithful. Take one with you. It's only $30 a year to sign up. So basically, if you can give up a cup of coffee every single month, you can bring it into your house. There's a sign-up sheet. You don't even have to pay. Sign the thing. They'll send you an invoice. Please take a look at that. The other thing, several of you have asked me about the stuff out there. If I could recommend a single thing, it would probably be this right here. It's a book called Convicted. I wrote it about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It's got all of this stuff in it. And basically, if you've got somebody who you're worried about, somebody going off to college, maybe you're wanting to study in your family or for a Bible class, it's got everything from how do we know God exists, how do we know the Bible's inspired, to dinosaurs, fossil man, ice age, all that stuff, it's in here. So that would be the one recommendation. Appreciate it. Looking forward to being with you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.